Steve Edwards is joining me on the phone. Edwards is CEO and president of Cox Health. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us, Jennifer. I appreciate it.
You oversee a healthcare system with, is it more than 10,000 employees?
12,500.
12,500. And they are essentially suiting up for a battle against this highly contagious, peculiar new virus. And, you know, I suppose staying with that metaphor, these warriors right now may need a little more armor. You've put a call out for personal protective equipment or PPE. How's that going?
So there's a couple fronts on that. One is just community rallying and support. And we've had so many community leaders reach out to bring us support. Great Southern brought us 4,000 N95 masks. People like Charles Taylor, who's on our school board, who had some N95 masks that his dad had when he was a woodworker, and he wanted to donate those. So some really inspiring stories. Those don't add up to what we need in total. Today, I signed off on a PO that will bring about 400,000 more face masks to us.
Hmm.
Our current supply of what we call PPE is pretty typical, but we are gearing up for the potential to have a spike, and so we want much more. And so we're doing everything we can to arm our warriors with the protection they need to go into battle, as you say.
Sticking with the theme of equipment, I want to ask about ventilators. This is a respiratory virus. And a Cox Health spokeswoman said that before the start of COVID-19, Cox Health had 85 ventilators. You've acquired 19 more, and it's still building. Can you tell me about your efforts to get more ventilators?
Yeah, so thankfully our supply people were on top of this. To a great extent, the credit of our director of infectious disease, who's very wired in to the West Coast, in particular Kirkland, Washington. We were getting almost daily updates from that epicenter hospital, and we knew quickly that ventilators would be an issue. So our supply chain people went out and started to acquire ventilators, both on lease, and also we had ventilators that we were turning in for replacements. So we kept those and then got the replacements as well.
Hmm.
I talked to the governor earlier today, and Dr. Randall Williams, right after my phone call, called and said, what can we do? Can we get more ventilators to you?
Mm.
We're preparing for the worst-case scenario as best we can, and that means we're zealously going after ventilators, although I'm confident that at this point in time we're really well-prepared, because we would probably have the equivalent of about 170 if you counted anesthesia machines. And right now we have, I think, 23 patients on ventilator in the system at Cox South.
Speaking of Governor Parson, at the time you and I are recording this interview, which is Monday evening, the governor has not yet issued a statewide shelter-in-place mandate, and nor have local authorities. And you have indicated you feel that would be a good idea. Why?
Well, so I strongly feel a need for that because we've looked at the modeling data. And if you act like Italy did, which they moderated these social protective measures gradually over time, the log of that curve rose too fast, because you must take those measures quickly and more directly. Springfield is right on track in what we're doing and what I've proposed we do.
Right on track for what?
To be ahead of that curve.
Okay.
To be ahead of that curve. But here's the challenge. If Springfield and Greene County act, as I hope they will, and I have confidence in our leaders that they will act, two-thirds of our patients come from outside of Greene County. And so if those rural areas don't act, there's still the risk that our large tertiary hospitals have a deluge of patients, and it could extend beyond our capacity. So making these shelter-in-home measures tends to be the model that suppresses this. And we know that if we suppress it, we both save lives and we, I think, save our economy. And many places are acting. I just wish Missouri as a group could act as well.
Do you have an anecdote or example of a doctor or nurse or other staff member who has responded in a way that made you say, yeah, that's the best of humanity coming out right now? We're going to get through this.
Look, I'm an administrator. I push paper for a living, so you know, I don't do anything inspiring. But I will tell you that if you walk around this hospital, there is this energy and adrenaline and preparedness that reminds me what it must have been for people that are ready to land on Normandy. They are ready for a fight. They're trained for it. They're prepared for it. That's what their career is all about. There's so many people I could identify, so many heroes. I can't begin, but the fight's only begun, too. And so we want to keep them ready and rested, because this isn't going to be a blizzard. It's going to be a long winter, I'm afraid.
Understood. And Steve, we're broadcasting to a large corner of the state of Missouri and parts of northern Arkansas. What do you need from the people listening right now?
I need people to stay home. This is not a time to panic. We can easily beat this thing, I believe, but it takes us coming together and suppressing that curve. Rural counties that haven't had their first case, it's as if they don't believe in it in some cases. Mm-hmm. And when that first case happens, it becomes startling. You know, just look what's happened in Italy to be aware what could happen here if we don't do these suppression methods.
What else do we need to know at this time?
So to protect our employees, protect each other, we encourage anyone that thinks they're getting symptoms and they're getting sick, please use the telemedicine line. It's on our website. Mercy has one too. Ours is free. Use a code COVID. They'll evaluate you. If there is a decision that you need testing, we have free testing that we're doing jointly in Springfield, Greene County. I know Taney County is about to do that as well. And also know there'll be a point in our community, just like the flu, when we know it's endemic and there's really not a need to test anymore. And at that point, we need you to stay home 14 days, don't infect people, don't come to the hospital, don't go to your doctor unless you're really sick. And if you feel like you're really sick, please call your doctor. If your doctor's not available, do telemedicine. And then if you feel like you got to the ER, please call first. And we'll probably begin to triage people outside the ER to keep patients who are suspicious of symptoms from interacting in the ER until we've really identified that.
Steve Edwards, the CEO and president of Cox Health, based in Springfield, Missouri. Thank you.
Thank you, Jennifer Moore. We appreciate it.